Hello, hello again. It's me, Trent, from the Faction Podcast. I'm here for another one of our interviews for the Faction Champs coming up on the 22nd of January. I'm here with Mr. Alec Ferguson, the Green Man himself. How are you, good sir?
Ahoy, ahoy. I've been better. I've got COVID at the moment, which pretty much everyone in Melbourne has right now. But, you know, double vaxxed, got the 5G in my system, so I'll survive. So yeah, but like, yeah, overall pretty good. How are you, mate?
I'm better than you. I'm definitely better than you. I haven't caught the COVID just yet.
Yeah, dodge it.
It's not dodgeable. I'm aware of that, but that's fine. That's fine. We persevere. Like I said, we're here for the Faction Champs. I believe is this your first Faction Champs?
No, I was there last year.
Were you at the Champs?
I was at a Champs. I think the Champs is the only tournament, the only faction tournament I've done well in.
Ooh, okay. Where well, we play,
there have been two types. There was one Invitational, one Champs.
Yep.
Invitational, yep. I think it's the Invitational I didn't do well in, and it was Champs the you and I top aided.
Sure.
Face you in the draft, or I might be getting it mixed up.
No, that's correct. No, you're right. That was the top eight for Champs last year.
Champs, we didn't play Highlander. We played
Sealed. Oh god, my fucking Sealed pool blew away.
Yeah, we played Sealed. We played Sealed, and was it Standard or Pioneer?
Pioneer.
It was Pioneer. Right. I remember because I played Blue White Control.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy. Great choice. All right. So going into this tournament, we have four rounds of Highlander and three rounds of Crimson Vow draft, followed by a top eight, which we don't know the draft of. Again, we suspect Crimson Vow, but it hasn't been announced just yet. So I want to know how you're feeling about Crimson Vow. Talk to me about your drafting and what you think of the format.
I have not done any drafts at the moment, which is... Oh boy, I just realized I need to do some preparation. My computer's been conking out a bit, so even when I play, like, when I watch Twitch streams and have another tab open, it just wigs out. I'm a little worried that it might wig out mid podcast, so I'll just close up all the tabs. Don't need those anyway. But yeah, so I'm a little nervy anytime I try and get my computer to do anything other than watch YouTube videos. So I haven't opened up Magic Online or Arena in a while. And therefore, my preparation for Crimson Vow will be very different to what my usual preparation for any limited event is, which is just draft a lot. However, my preparation for Highlander events has not changed. I'm right on track to just not play any games, play a couple of games maybe, hopefully. But just ask my mates that play the format a lot what they're playing, and then just not change my deck that much at all, and just play some blue-black X control deck. So yeah, looking good. I'll see you in the top eight.
Mm. Not a lot to take from that, folks. Dog shit Highlander deck and no prep going into Crimson Vow, into a format that is going to require a lot of, well, rewards. Good drafting strategy, so maybe a bit of work to do there, mate.
I will have to do some work. It's a bit tricky at the moment, but I'll have to start watching streams.
Start watching streams, that's your work. Watch other people play.
Yeah, I can't play at the moment, man. It's like, it's bullshit.
Just like so Invitational last year, your car breaks down. Championships, yeah. This year, the laptop's broken down.
Yeah, it's yeah. My life's falling apart, man. COVID. Oh, you're kicking me while I'm down like this.
I'm kicking you because you're one of my friends, and I think you're So leading in a little bit underprepared, but talk to me about your previous experiences, RPTQs, GP top eights or top 64s or day twos. I know that you've got one day two under your belt. So talk to me about your previous experiences.
I had two day twos. I have one day two where I just squeaked in. That was at Melbourne. And another day two where I was looking good at the end of day one and then felt like I couldn't buy a win in the drafting for day two. That was at Brisbane. Brisbane, I 8-1'd. I can't remember how many rounds it was. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how many rounds it was because I had the the max amount of buys.
It'd be 9 rounds.
Yeah, I think I went like I had 2 buys, so I just went X1 basically.
Yeah, so 8-1 at the end of day one.
And was feeling really good, got bugger all sleep, and played a draft format where I was prepared more for sealed at that event. I remember for that event in particular, I'll prepare more for sealed because last time I did the other way around and it was worse off for me. And then basically something that happens with Magic is if you got a gap in your little armor, it will get exposed the longer you play. And at GPs, you got 2 days. When I drafted, I was... maybe if I had a little more preparation, I would have done better. But, there was an element of, unlucky going my... no luck going my way. But if I would have been way more prepared, I'm sure I would have won at least a pod. So that was Brisbane, which is my best result, which was, I cashed. And apart from that, I just have a whole, apart from that, I'm just sort of a hometown hero. Crush on the PPTQ level with hopes to top 32 the RPTQ. Never made an invite to a pro tour, which is a real bummer. It still irks me a lot. And yeah, otherwise, that's about it for me for as far as feathers in my cap. Don't have a lot, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you've all especially towards the end of the PTQ, did you had back to back RPTQ qualifications, right?
I think there was a little period of time where I just always qualified for the RPTQ. And then there was one or two seasons where I missed. And then when I went to the back to the PTQ, oh, that's right. I top aided one of the newer, then they changed it again, PTQ format, which was 2 days, 2 different events, and 4 invites over those 2 events. Or was it more? No, it was 4 invites. Yeah, finalists.
Yeah, 4 invites. Yeah, yeah.
Finalists get it. Yeah. Depending on numbers, obviously, but for us it was 4 invites. Top 8 of one of those, which is a funny story, actually. That format was when War of the Spark dropped, and as I am one to do, I was playing a blue-white-black control deck. Always got to have some counter spells and planeswalkers and stuff. But it'd be quickly became apparent in War of the Spark that the best way to play control in that format was to play just more Teferis. And once you had more Teferis, you were tapping out more. And so when you were tapping out more, you just may as well be playing a whole bunch of dumb planeswalkers. Doesn't matter how dumb they are, just as long as they do something. And I was thinking no, I like this Drogo control deck. Let's see how we go. And I'm writing up my deck list for the event, and I'm writing up the absorbs and all these cool little cards that was just not very good. And Tim Hughes sits down next to me, and he's playing Esper Planeswalkers, and I'm just I'm looking at absorb in particular. I'm just I don't think Sensor was, but a whole bunch of dumb counter spells. I'm just I can't do this, man. Unsleeved them, went straight to the vendor, and I bought the Planeswalkers I needed for Esper Planeswalkers, and managed to only just get my deck sleeved up and registered. I think I might have had a bit of time because those big events, it always takes a little while to get actually going. So pretty lucky, just in the nick of time. And then until the top 8, pretty much every round I played, I was thank God I did that. Because it was just amazing how much better the deck was, how Teferi and Narset was just the best way to do things. even if like I had to put my search for Ascanto was the card I felt a little bit of like, oh man, I feel bad for putting this away, but it was like, don't need it, play stupid like the 4-mana planeswalkers that make 2/2s or something. It was amazing. And that was an event where at least the first half of the day, every time I sat down, my opponent just like knew significantly less about the format than I did. And it was only towards the end when obviously like later on the day you face people who have played more, and in the top 8 that's like very noticeably so. But I remember like early on in the day, because I knew about the deck obviously, but I was just like, well, I have these cards, I may as well play them. But like early on the deck, people were like, oh, interesting deck you're playing. I was just like, it's been around a bit, brand new for me, but it's all right. But that was an event where I felt, at least through the Swiss, I was just like, hell yeah, baby. I'm a full degen, buying cards in the vendor before the event and crushing. It was that was a good day. And then I lost to my worst matchup in the top 8. I was like, ah!
Mono red?
No, it was the blue-green ramp deck that had mass manipulation.
Wilderness Wreck?
No Wilderness Reclamation. It was just a blue-green mid-range deck, and it just like made a lot of mana. Mass manipulation. So basically, if I didn't Elder spell my Planeswalkers before they could mass manipulation, the thing is they could like mass manip for like value, whereas I sort of had to do a combo finish. It was like a tricky matchup. I think there was a sort of brief window where I could win it, but I don't think the cards sort of came my way. But yeah, it was a tricky matchup, and I got swiftly crushed.
There you go.
And that's the closest I've been to qualifying.
Yeah, top eight's pretty tense too. It's the only two matches that mattered when it comes to RPTQs was round one and the last round you played.
Yeah.
As long as you won round one, you kept playing against reasonable people on reasonable decks. Hopefully your deck choice lined up to play against them, because you didn't want to play against random shit, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then the last one's obviously either you're either winning or you're not, and you're either out for beers early or you're trying to get a fucking plane ticket. So, yeah, good time. So, whereabouts was that one?
That one was in, I think it was in Brisbane. No, couldn't. I think that was in Sydney.
Sydney? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm spacing, but very up north.
Somewhere out of Victoria.
Yeah, out of Victoria, so shit coffee. As a Melbourneian, you're just like, ah, this sucks. Fuck these people. This is lame. No, it was a pretty cool place. I'm being a typical Melbourneian. But
typical Melbourneian, got fucking COVID, complaining about everything.
Yeah, still complaining. Yeah, got COVID and complaining about Penrith coffee.
Well, hopefully in 15 days' time you won't have COVID, and we'll see you at the tournament.
Yeah, I'm free next Monday.
Okay.
It's only 7 days.
Yeah, it's absurd. It's fucking stupid.
Just like, you'll be right.
Anyway, moving on. We'll move on from this. So, back to the championship. So, we've gone over it a few times, but I'm going to say it again because you might take some solace of the fact that I'm going to keep telling you. You've got no practice. You're washed as fuck.
I am washed, dude.
You're going to pick a bad Highlander deck by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
How do you think your chances are going to be?
Easy top 8.
Easy top 8. Okay. Yeah. What about winning?
No chance.
No chance.
Squeak in on the top 8 on breakers, and then I'll edge someone out. Ninth place will be someone who really deserved it.
Okay.
And there I'll be on 8th place, and then I'll just get absolutely outplayed in the top 8. Much to whoever not comes ninth's chagrin.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to ask you two separate questions then. So, I'm going to ask you three. So, who do you want to win it?
Me.
So, you want to win it, but you won't win it, okay?
Nah. I'm just there. Who's coming? Oh, fucking everyone's coming. I want Hoodie to win it.
Do you want Hoodie? Okay, you want Hoodie to win it.
That's my answer. That is my final answer. I do want Hoodie to, I'd love to see him in the top eight.
Okay, you would like to Hoodie to top eight, if not win?
Yeah.
Who will win?
Who's been playing a lot of Magic? It's going. That's a tricky question. Who will win? I'm going to say Papa K. I reckon he's due.
Dan Papak. All right, I've got that one written down. Okay. So Hoodie versus Papak final, and Papak takes the crown.
Papak's mud deck is going to have a day.
Okay.
Because he does play a mud deck. I don't know. Maybe he might play something different. I haven't actually paid attention to what everyone's playing in Highlander, so I could be operating on outdated information. But Papak usually plays old mud decks, and he's been sort of pushed down by, in the past at least, by control decks that have accidentally had a lot of hate for that. And I don't know what the format is now. Maybe people are going to go differently with their Highlander decks, trying to play five colors, trying to fit Ragavan into decks that maybe shouldn't have Ragavans. And if they don't draw Ragavan, they're not going to be able to cast spells. And then before they know it, Papak's locked them out with a Trinisphere.
All right. So we've got Hoodie versus Papak in the finals, for Papak taking it down. Third question, who gets ninth?
Nathan Drew Whalen.
I knew you'd say it. That's great. Ninth, Nathan Drew Whalen. You heard it here first. I think that might have already been recorded as well. I think Nate's in for...
I'm sure everyone said that.
Oh, no, sorry. No. That Ian has Nathan in the final against Rob with no winner.
Oh.
He couldn't pick a winner, but he had Nathan in the final. So Nathan's got two votes right now. One for the top eight. One for the final, sorry, and one for ninth.
Rob's one I could see in the top eight as well.
Yeah, sneaky boy. And we've got you saying that you're going to be in the top eight as well, which
I'll be in the top eight.
If you decide to scratch the itch that is Crimson Vow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll get around to it, and before you know it, yeah, I'll be so bad at draft. It's been a while since I've played much.
Yeah, bit of a freebie. But you've always enjoyed draft, right? You've always liked limited.
I have always enjoyed draft. When I enjoy draft is when I get good at it, obviously. And I overall enjoy draft. I think it's like a much better way to play Magic. But I only get good at it after, I feel like, a lot of work. And I think it's the most rewarding learning curve in Magic. The thing about a lot of constructed events, and I fall into this especially, is like I just sort of play my own deck, and the learning curve is pretty short and sweet. If anything, there's not much of a learning curve, or you just lose a lot and you switch decks, and then there is a learning curve. But with draft, there's just a brand new learning curve. Even if you're like a shit hot at Magic, like you are still learning the format from scratch, every new thing. And I think that's a rewarding experience, but it's rough when you have stuff on the line, like for GPs and stuff, there's a stressful moment when you're just like, it feels like you're like super behind on homework and you got exams coming up. Whereas like being prepared and being like really on top of it, then you're back to playing like, then you get to play like proper high level Magic. You get to dance around people that don't know, which rarely happens for me, but sometimes it does happen. You're like, oh yeah, this is sick.
Or you just put enchantments on flyers and attack your opponent.
Yeah, that happens as well. Sealed is like a real wrinkle in limited for me, because sometimes it just, the problem is like the games are slower naturally, and that's a little bit less my style, whereas draft is very dynamic. And yeah, obviously you have the good pool, bad pool problem. Someone just like opens a better pool than you, and you just like, you know, sometimes you just feel like you can't win. It isn't as true as everyone thinks it is, but like it definitely feels that way. But yeah, it's but a draft is just like primo. It's a great way to spend an afternoon of playing Magic.
Yeah, I'm quite glad that the people who are, well, Hoodie and the rest of the committee that organized this tournament for the team didn't choose to play Crimson Vow Sealed this year, for that exact reason. I think the drafting is definitely a little more forgiving than the bomb heavy nature of Sealed in this format can be quite displeasurable, as so I've heard. Not played it, but I could only imagine with the amount of drafting I've done on this set, it. Yeah, I don't think the seal would be too exciting.
Yeah. Also, preparing for sealed versus preparing for draft is just, it's so much more time to prepare for sealed because, like, leagues take 5 rounds, games take longer. Whereas drafts, you have, like, I'm sure the draft process does, like, add a fair bit of time, but, like, you have, like, that time of learning that draft and you get immediate, like, well, sort of, especially, like, on computer screen, you can have an immediate, like reassess of like how good or bad you're going, and then the games obviously like you learn from that. It's only three matches. It's like preparing for draft is just like you get through way more, and whereas like a sealed, like you're stuck, like you rack your brain over a sealed pool for anywhere between, I can't remember how long it takes, but then you play like 5 matches and you're just like, if you're stuck with a bad deck, you're just like, man, this is really dragging. Whereas like draft just feels like the time goes a lot quicker.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Anyway, so man, that's basically all we've got time for today. They're only short and sweet, but it's really been good to chat with you again. Hopefully, I get to see you on the 20th, and we have a grand old time. Maybe have a beer or two.
Fingers crossed, everyone's, and I hope everyone's staying safe and happy, like safe and all, dodging this nastiness as best as possible. Fun fact, which is not very fun, apparently COVID like drops, it's like reported that COVID drops your IQ by like 1 to 2 IQ points. And I don't know if you've met me, obviously. Some of our gentle listeners may not have met me and don't know me that well. I can't afford to lose too many IQ points, man.
No, you heard about his Highlander deck choice, so
Yeah, exactly.
we'll leave that leave that
I
be.
reckon if I didn't have COVID, I'd be talking about a brand new deck that was actually good. Unfortunately, all I'm thinking of is just how great it is going to be to play Cretan
And with that, bye, Kyle.